Reverend Horton Heat. Fact: Reverend Horton Heat is the godfather of rockabilly, but also known for his self-help recordings, like A Song About Being Helpful in the Kitchen.
Let me teach you how to eat. How to marinate the meat. Let me teach you how to eat.
Or A Lesson in Love, with the album Liquor in the Front. And no one can forget the math and history lesson we all had with the hit Bales of Cocaine.
Well, I was working on my farm about 1982, pulling up some corn and a little carrot too. We do low flying aeroplanes about 100 feet high. Dropped a bunch of bales of something and some hit me in the eye. So I cut a bale open and man was I surprised. Bunch of large size baggies, big white rocks inside. So I took a little sample of my crazy brother Joe. He sniffed it up and kicked his heels, said, Horton, that's some blow. Bales of cocaine falling from a flying plane. I don't know who done dropped them, but I think I'm just the same. Bales of cocaine falling like a pouring rain. My life changed completely by the whole flying planes. Oh, let's fly, Jimbo.
Here is Reverend Horton Heat on 3B Radio.
Yes.
Jim, Reverend Horton Heat, welcome to the studio.
Oh, my goodness. No, okay. Well, Jim, was that terrible? Was that absolutely terrible?
A lot of self-helping songs that you do.
It's a lot like my, what I would picture hell would be.
Well, I you know, I find it, you know, all the songs, the themes are so great. I love listening just to the writing alone. Obviously, the music's incredible too, but I just love the titles of your songs. They're just always awesome, Jim.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it. Yeah, well, you know, I take some care in it, but, you know, when you do this, I think some of my songs are pretty awful, but
what?
But I think I have hit on some good ones. So, but I appreciate it. Thanks for the nice words.
You're welcome. And well,
you're your own worst critic. You know that.
Right. Yeah. Well, they were just talking about this. You're touring off of an album that came out in 2014, but this is the largest album ever, and it's hard to believe that. But a lot of people are picking up this rockabilly and running with it. Why do you think people, you know, with all this introduction of all this music and EDM and stuff, we're all going all the way back to rockabilly and loving this
the
stuff.
The roots there.
Yeah, why do you think that?
Well, I have, my opinion is it's just the nuts and bolts of what music is a beat, you know, and the rock and roll beat came in and rockabilly was the part of it, you know. And those types of rhythms are just high energy.
Right.
Hold on a second.
Just
sorry.
Like that phone. Right. Phone.
Yeah, the robo chicken's calling.
The robo chicken?
Yeah.
You start talking about your ringtones.
This is great. I think it's the high energy, high rock. You know, like, and if you think about it, like a Jerry Lee Lewis song has these straight eights going on, like pop, 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 pop. Well, that kind of got left behind in the mid-60s and all the psychedelic came in, not completely, of course,
right.
You know, it wasn't really until punk rock came around that you had that high energy, you know, rock and roll beat.
Right. Yeah.
You know,
that's what I always loved about it. It's just, it was the intensity.
For me, it was kind of like a balance of what the whole thing had come around. Like, wow, this stuff that my cousins played when I was a kid is like punk rock.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, it's a straight eight rock and roll beat, baby. That's what it is.
All right.
And you can get it from Little Richard, or you can get it from Motorhead. You know?
That's right. True. It is true. So, but people are going to get up and dance. The show is tonight out at George's Majestic Lounge. I mean, this is a high energy show. And
I mean, you've got who you got with you? You got the Coffin Cats with you. You guys, and I didn't know this, but you, your band backs Unknown Henson.
Right, right.
I didn't know that. I thought Unknown had his own guys, but you guys.
Well, he does, and they're really, really great players.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we've been doing this with quite a lot of people for the last 5 years, I think, where we do these tours where we get somebody that's a great front man, mm-hmm, or something that can do it. We did it with Lemmy from Motorhead came out, and we did a tour with him where,
God bless him,
in the middle of our set,
yeah,
we'd stop for a minute and roll out a giant Marshall amplifier, and and here's Lemmy, and we're backing him up.
Oh,
and
wow.
So we had to learn his songs, you know, but we're getting really good at that, But so we've done it with Jello Biafra from the Dead Kennedys. We did a tour with him, and we're going to be doing some more shows with him. And then Deke Dickerson and now Unknown Henson, Johnny Reno. There's a great rockabilly singer named Robert Gordon that was just, we backed up him last year. It was really great. So,
and you're doing all these
challenging, but we do it.
And you're doing all these traveling. We talked a little bit off air that you used to do all these shows, like a ton of shows when you're younger.
Right.
But you guys are still rocking and rolling. I mean, you're doing a lot of shows here.
Right. Well, like I was telling you, when we were young and single, we'd do 250 shows a year, all the whole time. That's
right.
How we did this, really. And now we're more settled down. We do, but we do 120 shows a year about. But
that's a lot.
Yeah, still a
lot. I'm really
proud
of my guys because it still makes us one of the harder working bands out there because we're out there consistently. You know, it's not just like we do a year with 130 shows. The next year we might do 150.
And you're not playing just yours. You're just saying that you have all these bands that you're backing up, and that's a lot of music to travel on.
Yeah, you're kind of pulling double duty.
Right.
All those things. Yeah, it can be kind of a bit of work. To do it because you want to do it right, you know. I mean, and I got to respect these people. You know, if I'm going to go in there and say, okay, Lemmy, we're going to back you, and he chooses Motorhead songs, you know, that guy's one of the ripping, you know, really almost metal guitar player.
Yeah,
you know, so I have to adapt to that type of thing, you know, and so I can do it. I mean,
let me ask you a question here. After all these years, what keeps you inspired? What keeps you going? What keeps you writing great albums like you've been doing?
Well, that's very nice. Thanks, but a fear is my best motivation because I'm scared to death that I'll wake up and, you know, yeah, these dreams like you're up there on stage and all of a sudden nobody remembers the songs and people start leaving. Oh. And
so it's almost a nightmare for you.
So it's fear. Use it or lose it. You know, we could do this now. So keep going, you know.
I don't think you'll have anyone forgetting.
Fear's the best motivator. I mean, that's
sometimes
really,
it is.
Oh, yeah. If you're afraid that you're going to screw everything up, you know, I think you're going to do a lot better than if you're so confident you don't practice your guitar.
Sure.
Right. Yeah.
And you definitely do.
I'm great already. I don't need to practice. That's yeah.
Well, you got to hear
it. You got to have fear.
You got to hear Day Early. You've been in Fayetteville a lot of times.
You've claimed to me, you've made the claim that you actually like Arkansas.
I love Arkansas. I've always liked Arkansas.
But now you love it.
Yeah,
and now you come up here on vacations.
It's beautiful,
you do that whole thing. You went to Lake Washita.
But we did when I was a kid. We came up here to Eureka Springs and we did all this around.
You got to go see the Big Jesus, Reverend.
Northern Arkansas.
You got to go see the Big Jesus, Reverend.
I've seen that. But I was about 5 years sick. No, I was probably early teens.
Yeah. Well, did you ever go to Dog Patch? You remember Dog Patch?
Oh, Dog Patch USA? Sure. No. Yeah. No. We went there. Yeah.
It's been condemned.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
So, do not go there. There's a lot of yellow tape around that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we have Six Flags Over Texas, and if you go there, it looks all bright and freshly painted until you see the back of it, and it's rusted.
One coat.
No coat of paint at all. Just rust and...
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, you're obviously playing a show tonight. We were just talking about Unknown Henson. They'll be there tonight. You can get on out there, georgesmajesticlounge.com. You can purchase your tickets for Reverend Horton Heat tonight. Now, I've got to ask you a little bit. You guys just made a video not too long ago for something off the album 2014, Hard Scrabble Woman. It was a video made by a pair of Russian animators. And that seems like... How did you meet up with two Russian animators?
Well, you've done your homework,
right?
Well, they're these twin girls that live in Kiev, Ukraine.
Okay,
and they started doing art together, and they think alike. It's a very unusual way to do art, you know, because they do animation, so they're both drawing the same cartoon at the same time. You know, and one girl will say, you want to finish her glasses? I'm going to go over here. And, yeah, you want to finish your cowboy boots? Yeah. Hmm. And that's a really unusual way to do art.
Well, they're twins. They're sharing the same brain there.
They're super talented. And, man, I think it would be great to somehow get them out of the Ukraine. But they learned to speak English off of by going on a social distortion chat room.
Wow.
Yeah. And just reading and trying. And then... What is, you know, any
just asking questions about English translation?
Just simple words.
Wow.
You know, what is this word or that word?
Well, how do you find them?
And I don't know how they learned to do it.
Well, how did you find them?
Did they email you?
Well, they were fans. They showed up at one of our shows, and were really cool, and
like here in the United States, or
no, it was in Russia. We didn't play in Kiev, but they get a permit to travel.
Okay.
Once or twice a year. And you know what's crazy is that, you know, it's not communist anymore over there, but they still have to get a permit.
Right, to do anything.
Right. Travel.
Yeah.
You know, and so they can you can only get, and it takes like 6 months to get it.
Right.
Wow.
And you can only get a couple a year, but if you do too many, you know, if you do them every too much, then they'll deny you forever.
So they literally had to do the most to come see your band. Like they had to jump through hoops and fight their government.
Yeah, they plan they plan their year around rock and roll, you know, going to see Social Distortion or Hank III or us, or they you know, some of the other there's a band called The Living End they really like, but it's cool to have them do. Then that they just decided they liked that song, so they did a video, and it's really awesome. It's called Hard Scrabble Woman, and this song is just kind of a little Johnny Cash type beat with a about a rough girl from the South, I guess.
Right. You know? Well, you're writing these songs. You know, we at the the beginning of this interview here, you're talking about those bales of cocaine. Is that a real story?
When cocaine was big and I knew that people were getting rich off of it. And I was out working with my dad. My dad had this little plot of land out in East Texas, and we were trying to cut brush. It was in the Texas heat. It was all of a sudden this jet airplane flew 100, it seemed like 100 feet over.
Right.
It was a fighter jet.
Okay.
We could see the guy's face. He was that low. And I was sitting out there. I was so hot and tired. I was going, man, I wish a plane like that would fly over and drop a couple of bales of cocaine. I would take it to Dallas, and I would make enough money to pay rent next year and then not do this what I'm doing right now. You know?
Well, so you wrote a song about it.
So it was a song about an evil, some evil thought I had that wasn't. And then I was sitting there. I was sitting on my couch thinking about it, I guess. And I thought that really a lot of those coke dealers in the early 80s, it was like the Beverly Hillbillies.
Right.
Where they were these poor backward folk. Yes. The oil well came out, and next thing you know, they're living in Beverly Hills.
Sure. And you, of course, you mentioned your brother in that.
I don't have a brother.
You don't have a brother, right?
I don't have a brother named Joe.
Right.
See, in artistic license, Joe rhymes with blow.
Okay? Right. We're picking your brain on how you write songs here. Figuring this out. Well,
it'd be like a hill.
He's told the secret, folks.
That's right.
Rhyme your words.
Always do that. Well, you just like you said, you're still rolling on this. You got any new music in the works? You thinking about that? Are you right on the road?
Yeah, you know what? What we really need right now is a new Reverend Horton Heat album of original music. And I've got some stuff, but we kind of veered off course working on this other stuff. And frankly, what we were just talking about, the work that it takes to have these other artists come and do shows with us where we learn their songs and back them.
Sure.
It's kind of taken up a lot of...
Do you think about recording with any of these artists as well?
Or? Yes, but there's so many of them now. I don't know when I would have time to do it.
who's somebody that you've really wanted to collaborate with? You know, maybe write together or record an album with.
Well, it's too late now, but Jerry Lee Lewis, I really am a big fan of his music.
And yeah,
I wouldn't tell anybody to. I wouldn't prescribe his lifestyle to anyone, but
right.
But his music is fiery. You know, he was a fiery character of rock and roll. Mm-hmm. And his music has that. So, I don't know. You put me on the spot. I'm thinking about I don't know.
Well, while you think about it, I'm going to go over here and get a beer.
You're going to go get a beer?
Yeah, I'm going to go.
Right.
Jim wouldn't drink one with me.
Well, I mean, he's probably got things to do. He's probably going to drink later tonight.
I got to play a gig. Yeah,
right.
Once the gig gets started, you know, then I'm okay. But
you know what? I figured.
I can't. If I drink before the gig, it doesn't end well.
You've probably learned that through, experience, right?
Well, yeah. But actually, I think that, you know, when we really had our tolerance high for alcohol, then it really didn't matter back then, you know. But
just keep it going, ride the wave.
But no, really, and I'll tell you, be honest with you, I think what's kept this band going is that me and Jimbo were hung over one morning, and we sat there and said, you know, we're here to play music. We're not here to party with everybody
mm-hmm.
and
sure.
just hang out,
right?
You know, and everybody says, we just want to hang out. It's like going, yeah, that's all you want. You just want to hang out. That's nothing. You know, I mean, we're here to play music, you know. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, so we can't feel obligated to make that, you know. And that's the problem with a lot of rock and roll stars. You know, they have to live up to that image, you know. And, I mean, we're not rock and roll stars, but I can understand that, you know, you get in, you get those upper echelons of rock stardom. And you feel like, you know, these guys feel like they have to live up to some image. You know?
Right, and everything's kind of provided for them, you know. Like, hey, come party. We got all the party favors. We got, you know, oh, we got the girls.
Bales
we got
of cocaine.
We got bales of cocaine. No, but, I mean, it just seems so, it's so easy. And, right. And again, they're kind of pushed to live that lifestyle. And when you push back, though,
yeah,
I think a lot of...
Hot chicks.
Yes.
Hot chicks. That's right.
Cars. Right?
Yeah.
Teaching them how to eat, you know. Well, I just we have the utmost respect for what you do, and it keeps on going.
Well, thanks. Well, that's all I know. Yeah,
it's all you know how to do, right?
I'm on the Willie Nelson retirement program. Yeah. I'm not, which means I never retire.
Speaking of Willie Nelson, you have any instruments that you play for that long? You know that you like literally have you know held on to.
Well,
this?
I've got a couple that that really dogged down because I used them for so long.
Yeah,
but it's amazing. He just still uses his, and it looks like it could fall apart at any time, but he's still out there with that thing.
We'll see it tonight. We'll see it tonight.
Yeah, Trigger, that's his guitar, right?
Trigger.
Trigger. Yeah. Well, you can see it tonight out of George's Majestic Lounge. You can buy your tickets at georgesmajesticlounge.com. Everything's going to kick off pretty early tonight. When doors open at 7 tonight.
Oh, wow. Yeah, well, it's Tuesday night. You know,
yeah, it's a Tuesday.
I gotta get to bed early. What about you, Jim?
Does it feel good to have?
I don't go to bed early.
You're the only thing going on in town, though, so I know that it's going to be a party on a Tuesday night here on Dixon Street. We'd love to see everyone out there partying and dancing along. And we're going to listen to this song. You know what? You talked about these Russian artists making this cool music video. So why don't we play that song? We can play "Hard Scrabble Woman." I'm gonna play. You mind playing that one? Is that one all right?
It's okay.
Well, so what do you want?
Well, how about let's play what Jim wants to play? You jerk!
No, I don't care. Okay, no, go ahead. That's fine.
That's the good one.
Yeah.
Hey, you're our guest.
What were you thinking?
They're all embarrassing to me.
Oh,
so it doesn't.
How do you say that these songs are these songs that millions of people worldwide love?
Well, get a tape recorder and listen to yourself talking.
Oh, I do it every day.
That is not a good.
You
analogy.
Guys have good radio. Voices and all
no,
that.
You
maybe
have
if
a good
I worked
radio
on that,
voice.
I'd have to get rid of my Texas accent for one.
No,
I don't start talking like this. Hey, welcome to Fayetteville, Arkansas.
You're pretty good at that.
Tonight, Reverend good. Horton Heat.
You could have a radio show.
It should start about 10:30. Get on down and get your tickets early. It might be sold out.
That's good.
At least you have the depth in your voice. I sound like a 13-year-old boy. It's you know who's smoking.
Right.
You know.
I can do that too.
Right. The wacky doctor over here, the reverend, that could work.
All
well,
right,
we want everyone to get on out there and enjoy this show, and we are going to play some Reverend Horton Heat right now.
If you didn't catch the whole interview, this is going to be on our podcast. Just search 3B Radio in your iTunes store, and we'll be up there with the Reverend Horton Heat.
That's right. You're going to hear this live tonight. It is Hard Scrabble Woman. It's music that rocks. It's on 3B. It's New Rock 104.9 The X.